Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabach.
That's me, baby. You can have the rain. Our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is what is your favorite Girl Scout cookie? Anna from Madison says, Pete, oatmeal cookies with butterscotch chips are even better, because I said I like chocolate chips in oatmeal cookies, especially warm oatmeal cookies. That gives you a lot of bang for your buck. But okay. That's okay, Anna. We can agree to disagree. Tom from New Berlin says, you like lighter IPAs. Is Miller High Life one of them? Tom, they're making a Nightlight beer, and I'm happy to help. I'm not going to get into beer semantics, or I don't know that much about beer. But I think that was a shot by Tom in New Berlin. But that's okay. All right, so we've got Mary Mack is here with us, and a couple of these texts are geared towards our guest, which I think is so cool. She is a comedian. She's had her own dry bar special. She's written on shows, done voices on shows like Kiff. We'll talk about that coming up. And she's a hilariously and incredibly talented stand-up comedian that Wisconsin is proud to call our own, or at least half of her Minnesota claims the other half. But Anna from Madison says, Pete, I was just Googling Mary Mack, and I saw her video when she was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon a couple of years ago. Please ask her about it. Well, there you go. Was that fun, Mary?
That's did so something nice happen? Yeah. To write in.
They love you.
That's so sweet. I did it a couple years ago, and I was in bed for two weeks with COVID beforehand.
Oh.
So that was a toughie, and then I did it this fall again, and then you have a lot more fun when. You're not worried about falling over. And it's a lot more fun when you're healthy, that's for sure. So,
I can't imagine. Yeah. Did you crush? Did you blow the roof off the joint?
I don't know. I think it went fine. It went fine. I was real happy with it, and people laughed, and I don't know. I got oysters like at the happy hour.
Oh, sweet.
So I talked to Jimmy for quite a while. He's so nice, and all the crew is great on that show. And I do my rural material.
Yeah.
And if they don't get it, that's how it goes. But they seem to follow along just fine.
They just think you're lost.
You're like, yeah, I talked about volunteer fire departments and. I feel like a lot of people are tourists who come to see the show, so maybe they're familiar with small town stuff anyway. So
here's another text from Mary from the 608. I have never met Mary, but I want to. That's the vibe you give off, Mary. I think people listening, they want you to like to be there. They'd love to have a neighbor like you.
Oh man, I welcome anybody who wants me to move in with them. I would appreciate it. I'm kidding, but hey, I'm going to be in Madison in June. Do these things yearly where now it's become yearly. The Pursuit of Happiness Festival. And this year, June 20th and 21st, I'm going to take a night, and then my husband Tim Harmston is going to take a night. And they do it at the, they're moving it to Garver Mills.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so they're doing it away from the park they used to do it at.
Okay.
I'm going to come back to Madison, and sometimes I host it, sometimes I headline it. And I this year is one of those years where I have enough new material to headline it, so I'll be talking a long time, and so will Tim the next day.
The more the better. I love that. Okay, yeah. So give us that date one more time. Madison, and these are all on your website, I assume.
Yes, okay. That one's going up. June 20th and 21st.
June 20th.
But first, I'm going to go to Sheboygan and Kenosha.
Yeah, tell us about that. Yeah. Sheboygan on the 28th. That's my birthday, and I'm not saying that's why you planned it then, but I think I see my plans coming to fruition here. So the Weill Center in Sheboygan.
Yeah. Stephanie Weill Center, and I think they do a thing for comedy where they try to a special type of seating to make it maybe a little more intimate. Unless I got busy and sold a lot of tickets, so we had to like use the big space. But it seems pretty cool how they're doing it, more like a lounge setup.
Oh, nice.
It seems really kind of neat, the pictures they sent me. And that's, I'm going to bring Allie Horman. She's really funny. And then I do Kenosha, which is down by the water there, downtown.
That's supposed to be a great club.
It's fun. It's really fun because, like, especially if you're doing, like, a weekend thing, because it's at the hotel and there's, like, you can just, you know, whoop it up and then stay at the hotel. And then later, like, gosh, we had so much fun in Kenosha because you can just walk down to the beach, or not that you'd want to do it now, but yeah. I mean, it's an option. So
that's fantastic.
And people can stay right in the hotel, or they can go home or whatever, you know. It's a fun room, fun people come out, and a lot of people bring booze and jars to those, to me. And I wish they would label those. I got like 3 jars of booze from 2. I don't know. They're calling them different things. They call them apple pie in a jar, and it's a concoction of different boozes. And I don't know which is which. Nobody's labeling these homemade jars of booze. And now some of them are getting chunky. So I really wish people.
Yikes. You're like Anarchist.
They label them. Put a phone number on there too, and an expiration date.
You're like Atticus Finch, where people come and pay their legal fees with pies. They show up and give you booze to make them laugh. I think that's really sweet, actually.
They're nice jars. They're those ball jars that I could use them for jam later if I would only drink whatever's in there.
Mary Mack is here, folks. Go to MaryMackComedy.com. Find out where she's performing around the state. She's got Madison dates, Sheboygan, Kenosha. It's all at MaryMackComedy.com. We have a few minutes left here, Mary. Tell us about, you have a new CD out. Kudos to using that kind of technology in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about.
I hold myself back. Yeah.
You've got a VHS of Rambo and you've got a CD. You do have color television, I hope.
I do. As I put them on a CD because, I don't know, my car has a CD player.
So, yeah, mine does too, actually.
I imagine other people do. I like all kinds of records. Are really hard. They're really expensive to make, and they're hard to bring with you. So I make these CDs,
and then I get
a download card, too. If people don't have a CD player, they can get a download card, yeah.
So you got that. You've got, here's another stream text. I love this. I love when people like our guests. Craig Kinnett says, I am loving, in all caps, Mary Mack. I thought I was the only kid with a machete. There you go, Mary. So you've got a kindred spirit out there.
Yes.
We have a couple minutes left. Tell us about Scott and the ATM machine.
My last CD came out. December, New Year's Eve, came out on New Year's Eve, new CD, and I named it after my brother and his quest to steal the ATM machine from our rural intersection.
Is that true?
That's a true story, and it takes up a couple very long tracks on the CD, so I just named it after that. But yeah, my brother Scott, tough guy. He had a 100 lives. One time, like, my family's tough. One time my brother got ran over by a bulldozer, and that's doesn't even have wheels. Like a giant, like, multi-ton bulldozer didn't even have wheels. It has tracks. So it takes a long time to get ran over by it. You know, that's the length of that whole track. You gotta be patient, you know. And then I you know, I have some visual things I talk about when I tell people about that. And then I did that bit on my first Fallon, and my mom called me up after the show. She didn't even say good job or nothing. She goes, Yeah, it wasn't a bulldozer. It was a skidder. And then she goes, and you forgot to tell them he got ran over frontwards and backwards.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, yeah, some things are private. You don't want everybody knowing everything.
Mary, you are so damn funny. Thank you so much for being on the show. Everybody go right now to MaryMacComedy.com and check out more of Mary Mac. Thank you so much for your time tonight, my friend.
Thank you, Pete. And
anytime.
Keep fighting the good fight, and thanks to Conrad as well. And good luck with those Girl Scout cookies.
You got it. All right, we'll do it again soon, I hope. Have fun on the road. Mary Mac, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming right back. It's too late. Steve is in Florida, but he's from the 920. He says, I love all Girl Scout cookies, but my favorite still is the Thin Mints, a true American treasure that is loved by all. Very well said, Steve. Your son and I had not an argument, Conrad, I would say, but we just accept that they're great.
Yeah. We agreed tonight about our Girl Scout cookie choice.
Exactly. Bridget from the 818 says, Thin Mints, my favorite for 50 years. Wow. That's a lot of cookies. Even a Thin Mint a year. That's 50 Thin Mints.
Yeah. Dozer.
Is that what you like?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Folks, that is the voice of Rob Brackenridge, who joins me in the studio. The hilariously funny. The laughs keep coming.
I actually come in, you know? Show you that respect.
Listen, I love Mary, but you know what? She could show a little more effort. You said she lives over on the border. Well, she lives on the border because she said she uses both dumps.
Yeah.
She has to get rid of mattresses.
Yeah, they can go back and forth. She lives on the drinking side.
If I had known you guys were friends, I would have.
Because
you texted me before. You said, is Mary coming in?
Yeah.
And I said, no, she's over the stream. And I didn't know if that meant, oh, I should avoid the studio if Mary's there, because I didn't know if you guys.
Oh, you never know with comedians, you know.
Yeah.
No, she used to open for me in the old days, and when she would be done, you know, I'd come on and go, so you guys, let's have a hand for Mary, and you know, and I'd do my first couple of jokes like that, and I go, I don't really talk like that, and she never minded, you know.
No, she's great. Mary's, that was her second time being on the show, and she's just absolutely lovely to have on the show. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, Soylent Green is the new Medicare. That's relating to our conversation with Mary, who is not happy they're cutting Medicare. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. I danced. Is she referring to when I asked you if you danced today? Okay. Sherry, you have to dance. That's fantastic. And I think we're all caught up. Rob Brackenridge is one of my favorite guest folks. He comes into the studio. He drives. How was traffic, Rob? Did you get caught behind the two people driving in front of you, taking up both lanes? And they.
You mean coming up from Appleton?
Yeah.
Well, I was watching the moon the whole time. I don't know if you've seen the moon out there.
No,
it's amazing. It's a red moon.
Oh, wow.
It's huge, and there's a complete lunar eclipse tonight.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. If you just walk out of the studio and go down onto the corner there, you'll see it. It's amazing.
You just want to host the show, don't you? Pete, go out there.
Almost got him out, Conrad. I almost got him. That was our little thing we were working
on. It's Nightlight with Conrad and Rob.
Because you can't
get
back in.
I left my phone in there. I can't get back in the studio. I'll have to check that out. I got here at like 1 o'clock today because I was coming from Madison, so I have no idea. But that red moon is fantastic.
Blood moon, they call it.
Blood moon, yeah.
And it's just starting to eclipse, so it's just a little corner. And by 2:30, complete lunar eclipse.
Oh, no kidding. I might still be. Are you a night owl?
No.
No.
I go to bed at 10. I get up at about 6.
No kidding.
I'm one of those weird guys.
Oh, that's great. Even like when you were a younger guy, did you do that when you were doing stand-up?
Oh, no. I used to stay up until like 2 or 3 and then sleep 14 hours, just like you did probably, right?
I did. I think we all did that, right?
Yeah.
Back when I could sleep past 8 o'clock, like I still go to bed at 2 now because this show, I go home and I watch some shows, whatever. I go to bed at 1 or 2, and then I'm still up by like, maybe I can sleep till 9, but it's brutal.
I stopped doing it during the pandemic.
Oh.
Yep. I liked watching the sun come up during the pandemic for some reason. Because I had no shows at night, you know?
Right.
So my whole body clock turned and I just started going to bed at 9 or 10. And now I'm one of those old codgers. My Medicare just kicked in on March 2nd. So you guys were talking about it going away or something?
Well, it's been in the news a lot that the people are scared it's going away.
Oh.
I still don't want to believe it. Or Social Security. People have us, you know, oh, these freeloaders. No. Social Security, we pay into that. It's no different than insurance.
Yep.
So stop with that. I don't think anybody believes that. But Mary seemed kind of freaked out about it. And
See what will happen.
It's supposed to be great, though. Everybody that's on it loves Medicare.
I love it. I love Medicare. I love Social Security. I'm on that, too, you know. I'm enjoying my old age.
Getting up early to count all your Social Security money.
Matlock, you know.
Murder, She Wrote.
The old one, not the new one.
Yeah, right. Do you have what was your favorite Girl Scout cookie? You just said it.
Do-si-dos.
What are those?
Those are the circles with the little, they're like an oatmeal cookie kind of, but they're like a wreath, a Christmas wreath, and they have a little fudge.
I don't know that
stripes
cookie.
On them. Conrad, you know,
did
right?
Did you still have your Girl Scout cookie list pulled up? He had the whole graphic over there. You know, pie chart with the.
So it was those peanut butter, oatmeal cookies that I was talking about.
Not the tagalongs. Oh,
no.
Okay.
Oatmeal.
Gotcha.
Do I have it wrong?
Is
it
No. It's the Do-si-dos are the ones. Yep.
I love them.
I like the name.
I know. Yeah. You've never tried a Do-si-do?
Maybe I have.
You'll never go back to Thin Mints. Once you go Do-si-do, you don't go back.
Do you go with your, if you have an oatmeal cookie, Rob, let me ask you this. Do you go raisin or chocolate?
I go walnuts.
Walnuts. I like that. Mm. One texter tonight said they do butterscotch chips in a oatmeal. I don't think you can go wrong with oatmeal.
No. Yeah, I guess you can't go wrong with it. I think with the chocolate chips and the butterscotch, it's too sweet. I like the pure oat because I'm old. I want the fiber.
But when you were in your 20s, you could mow down a few chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, my God. I just wanted
them,
the chocolate chips. I would buy a bag of chocolate chips, you know, and I'd just eat them like that.
Like they were peanuts or something. So let's talk, but I got a lot to get to with you because you always have so much fun stuff going on. We'll save the big event for after the news, but do you have a stand-up date coming up in the next?
Yep, I'm in Mole Lake tomorrow.
With Frank Roach.
Yep. It's a casino. I've never been there. Have you?
No. You know what's weird? Mm-hmm. I did stand-up full-time only for 7 years. When I moved to L.A., it just was so far to travel everywhere to all the gigs I had on the East Coast or the Midwest. So I just kind of stopped and I got lucky and sold some stuff. So I thought, I'm going to write and not do stand up. So I was only but I still feel like all my best friends are still comedians.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you join that club at some point.
Oh, but well,
right now we're good friends. Well, but I wouldn't
we're
say...
like at an arm's distance. We hugged. We hugged today.
We did hug
that
today.
Was our first. That's a big step.
That's an icebreaker. It's a breakthrough. Rob Brackenridge is here, folks. He's in the studio, and when we come back, he is going to tell us about a really cool event that he is hosting that might involve an appearance in some capacity or another from a very famous Wisconsinite. We'll talk about that after the news. Good to have you here, buddy. It's always
good
fun
to be
when you come in.
Here.
This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Conrad's mom finally checking in tonight. Paula says, I have two favorite Girl Scout cookies, the Samoas and the Tagalongs. I don't know why I thought Tagalongs were something else.
What is a Tagalong?
It's the peanut butter one.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, the peanut butter ones are great. And Jim from Kenosha says, it works good for removing stains. I'm sure that was a reaction to something Mary Mack said, and I've already forgot what it was. So I'm sorry about that, Jim, but thank you. As always, Jim's one of our best texters. Soylent Green is in Medicare. Con, I know I forgot a couple of these because I went out of order, so please don't let me forget a text. Rob Brackenridge is here, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, as always, made the drive up from Appleton, braved the elements, the lunar eclipse.
There's no elements out there today.
No, it's not too bad, is it? You have some, okay, so you're in Mole Lake tomorrow night, then you have another gig coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, this is, I do have, well, the stand-up stuff I got. Is I'm in Green Bay Distillery on the 29th and Wausau Timekeepers on the 28th.
Okay.
But the thing I got next week is the big thing. That's the 75th anniversary gala. I haven't done a. Have you ever done a gala?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh my God, a gala!
I've accidentally done a gala, but I don't know about
it. I drank some Gallo. Does that count? No, a gala. but it's the Attic Theater,
okay,
in Appleton, Wisconsin, which is where I actually started out.
Really?
Yeah. It's been around for 75 years, and it nurtures the, you know, the arts and everything in Appleton. Yeah. And we're having this huge gala. It's at River Heath, Poplar Hall in River Heath on the, was it the 20th? Yes, the 20th at 6:30 to 10:30.
Of this month, of March. Yeah.
Next week, okay. Next Thursday.
So is this is the Attic Theater, I have never lived in Appleton. Is it like a, do they do Broadway type shows there, community theater, stand up, music?
They do a little bit of everything. They do musicals. They'll do, you know, they'll do all kinds. Just whatever, they'll pick a director and whatever the director chooses. Okay. And they were at UW Fox Valley for a while. They take different theaters around town and stuff.
Nice.
And they're great. They're just wonderful, and they're getting more and more acclamations, you know. Acclamation? Accolades. That's what I meant.
Accolades, okay.
I knew it was one of those words.
Get some apps, some acts.
But no, they're great. And I started out there. I was in Five Tales for Old King Cole.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm still using it in my resume.
How do we not book this guy at Chuckles?
And you know who was? I was in there with Sarah Dafoe. That was my co-actor.
Sarah Dafoe?
Yes, her brother was Billy Dafoe.
Also known as
Willem Dafoe.
Oh my gosh.
There it is.
I've got the chills. That is
what
cool.
A reveal.
But he's a huge star.
And he was Billy Dafoe back then. And I, you know, I'm Rob Brackenridge. I think I'm gonna change my name to Robert Brackenridge. And maybe it'll work for me.
It worked for him. You know.
I wanted him to do a little video for the 75th gala because that's where he started. He started in Attic Theater, and he still remembers it. He's talked about it in articles and stuff.
Really?
And so I got a hold of his sister, and she said that, I'll get him to send a little video. So,
how fun.
Yeah. He lives in Rome now. I don't know if you know that.
Willem Dafoe lives in Rome?
Yes.
Billy Dafoe.
Billy. No, don't call him Billy.
No, I wouldn't call him Billy. He scares me. I would be scared of, you know, I'm kidding. He's an actor, but he can play a really...
And he's the most prolific actor, I think, probably. He's got 67 movies.
Yeah.
And he's only 69.
He's amazing. Look, he's one of those guys, Rob, to me, who is clunk-proof. He could make a clunker. It's not going to affect him.
Yeah.
He still works. And he's not like Tom Cruise. He doesn't.
No.
But he's just so good in every movie. To Live and Die in L.A., loved him in that. He was a great bad guy. He played Rick Masters, a counterfeiter.
That's a good movie.
Very diabolical character. And in The Florida Project, he plays a good guy. And the owner of this, or the manager of this motel, and he kind of looks after the kids. And it's a very sweet movie, but he was great.
He's a true actor. He's a chameleon. He becomes the character.
Yeah.
You know, he can't be pigeonholed. He's not.
I agree.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And, you know, I don't know if he's, I don't know him personally, but I know a lot of his friends because, you know, in Appleton, everyone's, I remember I went to school with him. For some reason, he doesn't like Appleton because of some guy named Biggie Rat, and there's some kind of a weird.
Yeah. I've heard that he doesn't like Appleton, or he's kind of just, I don't know if it's been there, done that. You know, I'm ready to move on with my life. Some people are like that, and that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, also, he did a movie. And when he was at East High School, he did a movie about smoking pot and kind of, and they did not like it. They told him they don't want to, you know, he shouldn't be doing that. And that's when he started going, you know, well, I'm an artist. And then he left. Yeah. I think he left before he was done graduating. And he moved out to Milwaukee and then Madison. And I don't know really the rest of it, but he became in New York, of course. And now he's got a $4 million house in New York and a nice farm in Rome, Italy, with animals. And he's got a beautiful wife who's a director, okay. Italian director. And wow. They've been married. He moved out there in 2003. But I don't know much about him.
Sounds like you know a little too much.
Well,
like...
when I was getting a hold of him, when I was trying to get a hold of him, you know, I researched it. So
okay.
He's been I don't know if he's still a U.S. citizen, but he lives in Italy.
He's a great actor. It would be really cool if you got that. I think people would be thrilled.
That's where he's sending.
Does his sister still act?
No.
Did she ever pursue anything along those lines?
He's got four brothers and three sisters.
Oh,
so
wow.
The parents are, I think, Catholic.
Yeah, sounds like it.
They didn't have a TV, I'm sure. But they really put out a lot of Defoes.
Defoe. And one Defoe. That's how you say that.
One Defoe.
One Defoe, yeah.
But a whole bunch of Defoes. Yeah. Sarah Defoe was the girl that was, you know. And the dad was a doctor here in town. I think the mom was also a doctor, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, interesting family. But I have heard that about him. And I've heard he was pretty progressive thinking when he was younger. Mm-hmm. So that's that reputation has kind of followed him around. But really cool. Have you seen The Florida Project?
No.
I've talked about it a lot. Conrad, have I talked about The Florida Project too much?
What year did that come out?
You like it.
Borderline?
So, I mean, okay. If you like it that much, just keep going.
All right.
Hey, it's his show.
2017. Once in a while, I like to make him feel like he calls the shots. I love the film. It's a 2017 movie, and just check it out because he's really good in it.
That was right before he did Aquaman.
He does those too. That's why he probably has a $4 million
voice in Dory 2 and Finding Dory, and Dory's still here, and
Dory's coming back.
Yeah, or Finding Nemo he did, and then Finding Nemo 2, and then Finding Dory.
Okay, so
I know much about him.
And he did what, Green Goblin?
Yeah,
yeah, in 2002 Spider-Man.
Very scary in that too.
Last Temptation of Christ. He did Mississippi Burning. He did Born on the 4th of July.
That scene in Mississippi Burning between he and Gene Hackman where they're fighting and Hackman's bigger than him and Defoe does this move where he gets Hackman down, he pulls his gun on him and he's like, you don't have the guts. I have the guts and I have the authority. Like he's great.
That was 88. That's when I was just starting stand-up comedy, you know, and he was with Hackman.
And holding his own with Hackman. I mean, and he was a much younger actor then. So, all right, so Attic Theater, 75 years old. So it was opened in 1950.
Yes.
And they picked you to MC it. That's a nice honor, Rob.
Well, I think it's wonderful. You know, the woman, Carol Jagan, is the woman that's organizing all this, and she knows me from way back. And she asked me if I would MC it, how much I would charge, you know, and I'm like, no, I'm not charging anything. We're trying to raise money, $50 a ticket. It's going to a really good cause, and I hope we can fill that up. And maybe even Mr. Defoe might,
just tell people he's going to be there.
Give us a taste.
I love that phrase. So where can people find out more information about the...
Just go to attictheater.com, and type in Attic Theater, the 75th gala pops up.
On the Google?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On the old, as they say, the Google. The kids call it the Google.
All right, cool. So that's March 20th, Attic Theater. Go to attictheater.com or go to the Google. Rob will be hosting a really fun way to celebrate culture and the arts in Appleton at a theater that provided quite a bit of that.
There's going to be comedy, singing, everything.
Nice.
I mean, it goes on for 3.5 hours. And the hors d'oeuvres, the thing is catered by a really great catering company. And
you can see
all the information on the website.
That's so great. So you've got Mole Lake.
Yeah.
What else? And you just mentioned two other places. You've got Mole Lake, Green Bay. You got a Green Bay Day
Distillery.
Coming up, and Wausau. And where can people? Do you have a website?
Yes, robbreckenridge.com.
Sometimes you ever ask someone their website, and you go on there, and they haven't updated it like in 8 years. And it's like, can I still see you at the comedy club that's no longer there?
Right. No, I try to update it. And the guy that does my website, I'm not very good at the updating myself. You know,
it's tedious, right?
So, yeah, he's kind of slow doing it, but.
Okay. Do you pay him?
I don't. Unfortunately. Yeah, it's like one of those friend things. So you can look at my website and see that it's not all that professional. But no one goes to your website anymore anyway. They go to my TikTok. Everyone goes to my
TikTok. You're a TikTok god, dude. I know. How did you do that?
I don't know. I mean, because Mike Merrifield can edit those little reels like no one's business. He does it for 800-pound gorilla as a professional.
Yeah, you told me that, I think. Yeah.
So he edits all my reels for me for free.
look at you, man.
But this one looks like I paid millions of dollars for it.
So, all right, I have to ask you, I really like your post when you have your mom. It's a very Letterman-esque kind of thing you do. Your mom is very sweet. She's a great sport. You get her to do things. What's the latest you've done with your mom that you can
just
tell
today,
us?
Just today. We were out there today. I did a little video, and I said, I'm going to be at the casino in Mole Lake. You got to come out. And mom's like, yeah. You know, she always gives like a little thumbs up or something. But I we go on walks every day. Blow the stink off her. She's 94. Just turned 94.
That's you're getting into speaking of Hackman. That's Hackman territory.
Is
and
it?
She seems really healthy.
She is extremely healthy. Yeah. She's gonna outlive me, I'm sure.
I hope not. Right?
Someone else is gonna have to take care of her. I go.
Conrad,
step in.
And it's Rob. He'll want you to work for free.
Yeah, she's housebroken. Walker. She doesn't have not picky about what she eats. So
what does he have? Does he have to call her Mrs. Brackenridge?
No, Rossi.
That's a great name.
She kept her maiden name. She was actually a big feminist, and she still is.
Okay.
She started the NOW movement in Appleton, National Organization for Women.
Wow.
She's trying
Good
to get the ERA passed, you know, which I can't believe the Equal Rights Amendment has not been passed in our country yet, but it hasn't. Women, you know, the equal right.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
So when was this that she tried to do all this?
This was back in 70. She got fired. She was a professor at Lawrence, and she got fired from Lawrence because my dad was a professor there too. And they went through all the professors that had wives that were professors, and they said, well, You don't need to. You got to be home cooking
Your
family. So they cut, and all the women that got fired got together, and they started the NOW movement. And mom is still trying to get women ordained as priests in the Catholic faith now.
Yeah, our moms sound very similar. My mom is like full of she's, you know, very activist mindset, and same thing with the church. She, you know, she's a lifelong Catholic, and she has issues, but she's, like, they're not chasing me away, that kind of thing. And she's run political campaigns, and that's really cool. But your mom is 94. That's very impressive, Rob.
Yeah. And she's still going strong. There's still no sign of slowing down.
You and Mike Mercury are mutual friend.
Yeah.
I think he likes you more than me. Not important. as it pertains to this interview, but we'll discuss that off the air. What you guys went to the Bahamas?
Yes,
recently. Two comics in the Bahamas. What was that like?
Well, they let me bring. They finally let me bring my own opening act, and I thought of him right away because you know he's great, and he does corporate gigs all the time. In the Bahamas, it's all these rich people. They have a yacht out there. They could. One lady stood up and goes, "I can buy and sell you," and stormed out. You know,
she said that during the show.
Well, I did with that line. You know, this is a reason why it's not a good idea to drink on an empty head. You know, so she got mad and stormed out. But she goes,
My husband makes more money than you do."
What does that have to do with why we're here tonight?
I said, "Good heckle, good comeback."
Rob Brackenridge is here, folks. He's going to help me close this thing down. We're going to do a very short break. You can see Rob. He's coming to Green Bay. He's in Mole Lake tomorrow if you happen to be over that way. And he's got a WASA day coming up, too. Check out Rob Brackenridge, his website, or TikTok.
Yep. TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. I'm on all of them.
And you'll see Rob's mom, who is really cool, really good to her, too. So we'll do, we'll talk about a lot of stuff coming back. This is Pete Schwamba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And we've got Nightlight. There's going to be a Nightlight beer, Rob. If you get down to Madison, Flicks Brewhouse, It's going to be called Hazed on Radio, nice. In association with Nightlight with Peach Wamba. So it's
and
a
will
Nightlight
your name
inspired
be on there?
Beer. Yeah,
nice.
And probably in the tiny print right on the.
But still,
you
your
drink
name
all the
is
beer.
On a beer can.
Yeah.
That didn't you dream of that when you were just starting in stand up? I'd like to be in this long enough so I could have my name on a beer can.
Yeah, and it happened without not doing stand up, which is weird. But Flick's Brewhouse, great place to watch a movie and. Got tons of different beers, but that'll be fun. And do you work Madison?
No, I used to. Used to love it. That was a great
good comedy
but
town.
As soon as the Gus, the guy that owned it, as soon as he stopped booking it and his daughter started, then she didn't book any old guys anymore.
Oh, really?
It's all the young. Yeah. So
you got a makeover.
Yeah. All of us man. Old guys just we're all grumbling away.
Maybe I'll do an open mic and see what happens.
Yeah, do it.
School these young kids, Rob. Yeah. Go down there and get them. So, all right. So let's talk. Are you watching anything? Do you have any shows that you've been binging or movies you've seen?
I just watched. Gosh, I can't. Last night I watched this really great movie, Tsunami. I think it's called, but it's a Norwegian movie,
right?
And they dubbed it really well.
Huh.
And it's kind of corny, though, because everyone lives in the end. But, you know, a nice Hollywood ending because all the characters that you see. Oh, I gave it away. But it's a really and a beautiful scenery and stuff like that. I like watching foreign movies. They don't get enough airtime, you know.
And you kind of don't know what to expect. When you watch a formulaic thing, you're like, I'm enjoying this, but I kind of know where it's going or how it's going to wrap up. What is this World Series of Comedy at the Appleton Skyline?
You got
Comedy
me.
Club. Oh, okay. You were just there recently, right?
Yeah, I live a block away or about a mile away from the Skyline.
Okay,
so I'm their utility guy. Whenever someone doesn't show up,
that's
I'm
nice.
Right there. But I don't know. They do these White Claw World Series of Comedy or something like that, or maybe but they'll have these ones and they'll bring out. Local guys and there's some really good local guys coming up because they have open mic on Wednesdays at the Skyline. So people listening, if you want to try out stand up comedy, you get 5 minutes, you go in there and you go on their website, you know, and then you can put your name in for the next month. So they,
have to wait in line.
Yeah. The open mic is like, you have to plan it in advance.
That's pretty cool.
Not like when we are starting out, where you just show up and put your name on the list. Remember those days?
I do. It's so horrible. And you know where when I started in Chicago, I had to take the L down to Zany's or wherever, or out to the Comedy Cottage, and it was just a big production. Sometimes you didn't get up.
No, you weren't assured of a set. And then if you did go up, sometimes it would be 1 o'clock in the morning, and there's three people left, and and you're like, and you're nervous. But that was the way to do it.
Who makes you laugh? Now,
Brian Regan is my favorite.
Yeah,
I mean that's hands down my favorite.
Oh, you
comedian.
Told that great story last time you were here. Do you laugh at Mike Mercury?
I do.
He's
and
a funny guy.
That's why I brought him with me because I wanted to work with someone. Because you can, there's certain comedians that you can watch over and over again and still laugh at their stuff.
Absolutely.
And Mike Merrifield is one of those guys who said he wants
that's
to do
what
this.
I hear.
Yeah, I just was here with him today.
Oh.
And he's.
I'd love to have Mike on. I sent him a message. I know he's a busy guy. He doesn't even know me, so I wasn't like expecting to hear back. But he's got an open invitation. I'd love to have him on the show.
I told him that. But he's one of those guys that when he's doing his set, I sit there and watch and I laugh.
Oh, nice.
Because I know the punchline's coming up, but the way he does it, it's just so natural and, you know, and Mercury's the same way. You watch it and you know it's coming up, but he's just doing it. That his character is the way he
him.
Is.
Yeah,
off
yeah,
stage.
Yeah.
So.
Mike's great. You just gave me two. Give me three more Wisconsin comedians that you really think are funny.
Mary Mack.
Yeah, for
she's
sure.
She's up there. Jackie Cation.
Oh, she's from here, but she doesn't live here, right?
No. She lives in L.A. now.
Yeah. You mentioned her last time we were here, and I want to reach out to her,
very
too.
Very few comedians still live here in L.A.
In Wisconsin.
That's Lower Appleton.
The Minneapolis.
Yeah. No, it's I can't really, right off the bat. There's a new comic coming out, Dean Berg. He's a professional axe thrower and comedian.
He'll be great with hecklers.
He's quite funny, and he opens for me pretty often.
Nice.
I can't really think of.
Yeah. I kind of put you on the spot.
Merrifield, of course.
Yeah.
Steve Hartman. Do you know Steve Hartman?
No, but I've heard his name. I've heard he's very funny.
Yep.
But is he still full-time? I didn't know if
no.
he...
Okay. Now he's got the heart defibrillator thing.
That's what I heard.
And he's actually working at a hospital that takes care of people with heart defibrillators.
Nice. Well, I wish you luck. The Attic Theater. Go to the Google the Attic Theater. Go to the Google. Rob is hosting the event. It's the 75th anniversary. It sounds like a great theater.
Oh yeah.
And they've been around.
Poplar Hall. Yep. It's Poplar Hall in Riverheath.
Okay. Yeah. Poplar Hall at Riverheath.
That's where the gala is.
Ah. Okay.
It's gonna be singing and dancing like a Busby Berkeley musical. It's gonna be all the stops.
That sounds like so much fun. And Rob will be emceeing. He's awesome, as you know, if you listen to this show. And check it out. Look for Rob on TikTok. He's a monster there. You've defied the odds because TikTok is like this. The annoying TikTokers are all like under 25.
I can't get arrested on YouTube. I can't. Like, I'll get 3 views on YouTube and then 700,000 views on TikTok.
Wow.
What's the the kids love me.
The kids. We all love you, Rob. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you. Always
great to have you here, bud. Tomorrow night on the show, Paul Vanderplas will be here from wonderfully Wisconsin. You like Wisconsin, Rob.
I love Wisconsin.
Paul does, too. He's going to be here, and it's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here. Thank you to my guests tonight, Mary Mack and Rob Breckenridge. Some great comedy tonight. Thank you to all your texts and calls and for being part of Nightlight. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin. Sing it to you.